ஓம் தியாயாமோ தவளாவகுண்டனவதீம் தேஜோமயீம் நைஷ்டிகீம் ஸ்னிக்தாபாங்கவிலோகினீம் பகவதீம் மந்தஸ்மிதஸ்ரீமுகீம் வாத்சல்யாமிருதவர்ஷிணீம் சுமதுரம் சங்கீர்த்தனாலாபினீம் ஷியாமாங்கி மதுசிக்தசூக்திம் அமிர்தானந்தாத்மிகாமீஸ்வரீம். So, Shankara is explaining about the siddhis, vyavaharika siddhis, as well as that which would lead a person to realization, moksha, through dhyanam of various forms of Devi. So, he has already explained many times about a person able to conquer Kamadeva. Not only conquer Kamadeva, conquer his own desires, but a person will be able to attract the opposite sex by praying Devi. So here Shankara is doing the same thing. He is telling that that aspect of Devi, which is the perfect woman or symbolizes kamam, symbolizes lust or love or whatever we can term it, when a person does dhyanam on such a form of Devi, then he will attract women, or like he will attract a person in of the opposite sex. And such a person will be able to attract not only few people, but he will be able to attract the entire world. The entire world will be attracted by such a person who does dhyanam of Devi. So through these ways, what is meant is that if we want to attract, if a man, a person wants to attract women, then that means he should have his passions, his emotions under control. Unless a person can keep his emotions, his love or the love or lustful emotions under control, he'll not be able to attract people using the same emotion. So it's like telling that if I have make people attracted towards me in a particular way, then I need to be in control of that way. So if I have to say that through this road, this particular road is my road, through this only few people can come, whoever I say can come, only they can come, nobody else can come. If I want to do it that way, then that would be possible only if I control the road. Similarly, through these shlokas where Shankara speaks about conquering loveful emotions or attracting people of the other sex, what Shankara is really meaning is that a person who is under control of such an emotion alone will be able to attract the opposite sex. That means such a person who does dhyanam of Devi in particular forms, he will be in control of his mind, he will be in control of his passions. And the person who is in control of his passions, such a person will be a realized saint, because he has controlled his passions, thereby he will be controlling the entire world. Control has different aspects. We can see control in different ways. So one way of seeing control is when a person is authoritative, a person has power over another person or a set of people. Another way of explaining control is when you are unaffected by something and things around you change, things around you react in the way you want it to react, then you are in control of the situation. So control doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have power over the other person. If you are able to make the other person react in the way you want, that means you control as to how he behaves with you. So the best thing is when a person says, I am unaffected by anything in the world. When a person is unaffected by anything or any activity in the world or any person in the world, then he is in control of everything, because He is ever blissful. He is unchanging. He is changeless. He cannot be changed. He cannot be controlled. He cannot be forced. Therefore, such a person is in control. Is in control of the entire world. So, control here can happen only when a person is a jnani. A person is a jivan mukta. He is in the state of sakshi. He knows that he is the sakshi. He is the changeless sakshi, which is the ultimate reality of Brahman, which is Devi as per the Shakta and the Tantra system, and that Devi he is, and he knows that the Devi alone is real, everything else is an illusion. So if we forget the reality that Mithya Jagat Adhishthana, the reality that Devi alone is present here and everything else is an illusion in Devi, if we forget that, then we will not gain happiness, we will not be blissful. Though we may attract people, we may get few siddhis like Kamadeva will help us in attracting. So even though we may be old, we will get younger women to get attracted towards us, to be attracted towards us. So we will have all those, we will have sensual pleasures, yet we will not be blissful. So bliss or anandam is possible only when we contemplate on Devi. Contemplate on Devi as Nirguna Parabrahman, that reality which alone exists. And we always contemplate that Devi alone is there. I am Devi, everything is Devi, the world is Devi. The world, the different world, the dual world is only an illusion of names and form in Devi. So whatever is there is Devi alone. The reality is that Devi alone exists here. So only through such a vision, such a contemplation and remembering it always and implementing it in life. Implementation is nothing but always doing dhyanam, always doing nididhyasanam, always contemplating that Devi alone is present here. So whatever a person does, yadyat karma karomi tattad akilam shambhu tava aradhanam. So whatever I do is an aradhanam of shambhu, here aradhanam of Devi. Kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayami. Whatever I do, I offer it to Narayana. Here Narayana is Devi. So I offer everything to Devi. Whatever is there, I offer it to Devi. Shankara himself would be doing that at the end. The last shloka, the last few shlokas are so beautiful that Shankara totally surrenders to Devi. So the bhakti bhavam, pure bhakti bhavam, that I am not there, only you are there, that bhavam comes up clean. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to tell that, naham naham tvam tvam, I am not there, Devi, you alone are there. So that gets rid of the ego, and it also emphasizes, the emphasis is also on the non-dual Brahman, which in the form of Devi, that Devi alone exists here. So we need to remember that. If we remember that, then it's good. If we don't remember that, if we don't remember that Devi alone is present here, then whether we learn Saundarya Lahari or we are a Devi Bhakta, we follow Amma to perfection, we go to Kali temple daily, or we read Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's works, we read Swami Vivekananda's work, we go to Mahatmas, we are followers of a living Mahatma, we go to Ramakrishna Math and talk to the Swamijis there, all will not help. We know of people like who go to Ramakrishna Mission weekly, who listen to discourses, who learn, yet they fall a prey to worldly matters, including marriage, etc. So mere knowledge or mere going to Mahatmas will not help. That which will help is real knowledge. Real knowledge is knowing that there is only one entity here. Whatever other than that, whatever is seen, whatever duality is perceived, that is only an illusion in that one reality, which is consciousness in nature. Whether we term it as Devi, or whether we term it as Shiva, or Brahman, or Ishvara, or Narayana, it doesn't matter. It is one reality alone. Thus, when we are learning any work, whether it is a Vedantic work or Bhakti work, we should remember this. So here since we are learning Samudra Lahari, so the emphasis should be on that Devi alone is present here. Mithya Jagat Adhishtana. That Devi who is a substratum of the illusory world. So contemplation on Devi, in the form of Devi, remembering that Devi alone is present here, will indirectly lead us to moksha. But if we do contemplation on the form of Devi, forgetting that Devi alone is present here, then we will get siddhis, whatever Shankara mentions here, but we will not get moksham, we will not get anandam, we will still have a voidness in our life. Our life will be empty, as if we miss something. We have everything. I have money, I have fame, I have power, I have sensual pleasures, I have a wife, I have kids, yet I am not happy. I have everything. I am not sad as well. I don't have any sorrow. I am not suffering. I am well, I live well. I am well established in the world. My life is smooth, yet I am not peaceful. I don't have bliss. I have temporary happiness, but I don't have bliss. That will be the state. If we forget the reality, to remember the reality that Devi alone is present here. So we'll remember that. So it's good to always remember that Devi alone is present here. Whenever we do any dhyanam, we should remember that Devi alone is present here. Though we are contemplating on a particular form of Devi, which will directly give us some siddhis, if we remember that Devi alone is present here and Devi is Nirguna Parabrahman, then rather, in addition to getting worldly siddhis, vyavaharika level, at the vyavaharika level we will get worldly siddhis, but internally we will also get anandam, which is what we really want. So this shloka speaks about the form kama kala dhyanam, it's called. So contemplating on the lustful form of Devi, or like that form of Devi which will help in attracting women. So that is, it is that form of Devi which is, who is the consort of Paramashiva, who helps in lust or who helps in sensual pleasures. And this shloka is set in the raga Harikamboji. So it's called Harikamboji as well as Harikambodhi also. I think Kamboji is the right word. So Kamboji is a different raga. Harikamboji is a Melakarta raga. Wait, let me verify. Sorry, it's not Harikamboji. It is a raga called Yedukula Kambodhi. Yeah, it's the raga called Yedukula Kambodhi. Yadukula Kambodhi also sometimes you can say, but it's a Yadukula Kambodhi. It comes as part of the Melakarta, if I am right, Melakarta Ragam, which is Harikamboji. So there is a Melakarta Ragam, Harikamboji, one of the 72 Melakarta Ragas, and as part of that, a Janya Ragam is called Yadukula Kambodhi. So the shloka goes like this. Mukam bindum kretva kuchayuga madastasya tadaddo haradram dhyayedyo haramahishite manmatakalam sasadya samshobham nayati vanita ityati lagu trilokimapyashu brahmayatu ravindu tanayukha. My braga is not good, I haven't learned this, so this is the last line. It was a bit faulty that I sang. Trilokim apyashu, it went, should say that it went off note, you can say. But you can listen to my father singing, so that's perfect one. So the shloka meaning goes like this. Hara Mahishi. Hara Mahishi. Hara is Shiva. Mahishi means wife. So, O wife of Shiva, O consort of Shiva. Bindum mukam kritva. Bindum, Sri Chakra Bindu. Considering Sri Chakra Bindu, the Bindu in Sri Chakram as your face. Mukam kritva. Considering the Bindu as your face and adaha, tasya adaha. Tasya adaha, below than that, below to your face. Kuchayugam. Kuchayugam means like the, you should say, stanam or like breast. So the two breasts below that and tadado. Tadado means tat adaha, below than that, below to the two breasts. Hara ardham. So hara ardham. So the half of Shiva. So O Devi, a person who contemplates on this form of like considering your face as the Bindu and then below the Bindu, below the face considering your two breasts and below that you as the half of Shiva. So the half of Shiva, below that is half of Shiva. And such a form is also called Ardhanarishwaran. So Ardhanari, it's like half female and half male. So Devi is also worshipped as Shiva Shakti Aiki Rupini and also Ardhanarishwara. So it is that form in which like the top part is that of woman and the bottom part is that of male or man. So that means top portion you have a face and below that you have breasts and then below that the bottom half is that of Shiva. So such a form which is Kamakala Rupam, which is the form of Ardhanarishwaran, which denotes that like life becomes successful, worldly life becomes successful if we have a proper life, proper marriage. So when man and woman, both of them are in harmony, then life goes smoothly. So that is the significance in there. And when that life goes smoothly, then there will be a lot of happiness in life at the Vyavaharika level. So such a form of yours, te, your, it is called what? Manmata Kalam, Kama Kalai. It's called Kama Kala and it is denoted by the Bijam, by the Bija Mantra Kleem. So Kleem Bija Mantra stands for the Ardhanarishwara form of Devi. And this form, Yaha Dhyayet, Yaha. So he who Dhyayet, thus Bhajanam of such a form, that person, Saha, he, Sadhyaha, immediately, Vanita. Vanita means women or like opposite sex. Samshobam nayati. Nayati means guides. Samshobam means he attracts them. So he controls them. So he kind of they become controlled by him. They become so attracted and therefore he controls them. Iti thus Atilagu. This is very simple. So for such a person who worships the Ardhanarishwara form, for him attracting the opposite sex is very simple. It easily happens. And Ravi Indu Stana Yugam Trilokim Api. So Trilokim Api, the entire world as well, which can be considered as a woman. If the world is considered as a woman, then Ravi Indu, moon and sun are Stana Yugam, are the two breasts of such a woman who signifies the entire world. And such a world, Ashu, Brahmayati. So that world also he attracts. He attracts the entire world. So it's a way of symbolic way of telling that such a person who worships on the Ardhanarishvara form, Devi, whose face can be considered as the Bindu in Sri Chakram and two breasts below and the below part of that of Shiva. So Ardhanarishvara in such a form, he will be able to control the entire world. So the entire world will come behind him. So this is another way of telling that, as we discussed earlier, the way of controlling, real control is when a person is unaffected by the world and he can determine as to how the world is affecting him. So a person who is a Sakshi is unaffected. So ultimately a person who does Ardhanarishvara Bhajanam, he will be unaffected by the world. Therefore the world will come to him. Why would the world come to him? Why would the world be attracted to him? The world would be attracted to him because he has Anandam, which the world lacks. That is the reason why Mahatmas are sought by a number of people in the world. The entire world goes after Mahatmas because Mahatmas have Anandam, which the people of the world lack. So, since a person who does such a bhajanam, remembering that Devi alone is present here, he will be able to realize his own nature of Devi. He will become a Jivan Mukta. The entire world will follow him. The entire world will be attracted by him. And at the worldly level, a person will be able to attract the opposite sex as is required by doing such a dhyanam. Ultimately, such a dhyanam will give a person Jivan Mukti. So if we don't remember that Devi is the only reality present here, then we'll be getting only the Vyavaharika level Siddhi. We'll not get Anandam. But if we remember that Devi alone is present here, so there is not much effort involved in it. So whatever we do, whatever we learn, whatever we listen, whatever activity we do in the world, just remembering that Devi alone is present here and everything is an illusion. If we do that, then we will get Anandam. And that is the only way to get Anandam. That is the easiest way. And with that, a person will be able to get Anandam. He will become a Jivan Mukta. Then he will not have any suffering. Then he will be a content person, contented person, satisfied person. So satisfaction, contentment, peace, happiness, everything will come along with it. So that is the only way to do that. And that would happen, that we will get by worshipping any form of Devi, but remembering that Devi alone is present here. That is the purpose of learning this work. Worldly or material benefits will be, a person will be getting material benefits in the like attracting other sex. Similarly, like he'll get money, fame, etc. But if a person has the right attitude while worshipping any form of Devi, then he will get Anandam or Moksham, which is the ultimate goal of life. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.